Welcome to the Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. When it comes to the quarterback position in Pittsburgh, things appear to be rather set on the depth chart, at least at starter and backup, with Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky shaping up to be the top two quarterbacks on the roster in 2023. Of course, the Steelers historically prefer to carry four into training camp at the position, so that leaves two openings. One of those will likely be filled via undrafted free agent at the end of the draft, or as a late free agency pickup. But as for the other position, what about Mason Rudolph? I know, I'm sure everyone listening to this probably scoffed and is debating turning this off. But based on the report from the Tribune Review's Tim Benz Thursday morning, Rudolph is not closing the door on a potential return to Pittsburgh. Face value, it makes a great deal of sense for him in terms of stability and potential opportunity. While he wants a fair crack at playing time, which really won't come in Pittsburgh, at least from a starting perspective, he knows the system overall and has plenty of experience in the black and gold. And add in the fact he'd likely get a shot, a real shot, at the backup job against Trubisky in training camp, were he to return, it's understandable why he wouldn't close the door on the Steelers or offensive coordinator Matt Canada. Chances are, though, the Steelers have closed the door on him, considering the way he had his snaps reduced late in training camp despite some strong play, and was eventually relegated to number three duties all season long. With his experience in the league, he could land a backup job elsewhere that puts him one snap away from playing time. That could happen in Pittsburgh, too, if the Steelers were to trade Trubisky to free up cap space and recoup a draft pick ahead of the draft in April. He's wise to not close the door on the Steelers, and it would be wise for fans to keep an open mind about another year with Rudolph in the quarterback room in Pittsburgh. Backups with his experience and familiarity are hard to find. The situation behind Pickett with Trubisky currently penciled in could change in the blink of an eye. Fans want to subtract Trubisky from the roster to free up cap space, but there needs to be an answer. That answer could be Mason Rudolph. It's not the ideal scenario if the Steelers were to move on from Trubisky, but there's a lot worse situations the Steelers could hypothetically find themselves in at the position than Mason Rudolph. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.